Where's the prisoner?
Inside, where he belongs, handcuffed to his seat. The less I see of that yappy bastard, the better.
He dug into his pocket and produced a key, then took a folder from under his arm and held both out to me.
And you better keep him cuffed at all times, no matter what he tells you. He's all gurgle and no guts, but I wouldn't trust him for a minute.
I took the key and folder. Does he have a name? Wilkie gestured.
It's all in there. Name, offense, criminal history. Got a sheet longer than Tallahassee's tail.
I flipped open the folder and read the summary. Richard Henson. Arrested for bank and insurance fraud, larceny, forgery, investment schemes, and impersonating a law enforcement officer. All strictly white collar. His bail was set at $2 million, but he had been due in court the previous week, and his last contact with his bail bond agency was 3 months ago. Attempts to reach him had been unsuccessful.
He should run for Congress, I said. How did he wind up with you? The agency in Los Angeles got wind that he'd been spotted in Houston under the alias Eric Pritchard. We've got a cooperation agreement, so they asked me to find him, and we picked him up at the Haversham Hotel, smack in the middle of another Ponzi scheme. He's insisting we have the wrong man.
Where had I heard that before?
So do you? Do I what?
Have the wrong man.
I don't see any photos in this file.
Wilkie looked vaguely insulted, but then a memory surfaced.
Oh, that's right. You told me at the barbecue how you and Parker met.
I wasn't sure I was the one who had told him, but that didn't much matter. I wasn't about to be party to another case of mistaken identity.
I understand the concern, he said, but trust me, he's our man. And the court only gave us a 1 week window, so if we don't get him back to L.A. by tomorrow afternoon, a lot of money goes bye-bye.
Just as long as you're sure he's who you think he is.
I've been doing this for 30 years, darling, and I haven't made a mistake yet.
I considered this and nodded. That's good enough for me.
Glad to hear it. And thanks again for stepping in at the last minute.
Anytime, I said, and shook his hand. I'll call you once he's been delivered. He grinned again.
I wish every job was this easy.
He doffed an imaginary cap and started back toward his Lincoln.
Nice to see you again, Ms. Coe. And tell that lucky son of a bitch Parker he'd better treat you right.
So far, so good. When he was gone, I turned, assessed the plane again, and said to Hap, Are we set to go, or should I call a tow truck? He frowned at me through the windshield and cupped an ear, indicating that he couldn't hear me, just as I had suspected. He leaned over and opened a side window.
Happy to make your acquaintance, ma'am. You go ahead and climb on in, and we'll be underway shortly.
You sure you wouldn't rather take a nap first? If he was insulted, he didn't show it.
I'm saving that for when we're in the air. Now hurry it up. I'd like to get to L.A. sometime today.
Considering it was barely past 11, I didn't think that would be a problem. But I did as he asked, moving to a tiny hatch of a door that stuck when I tried to open it.
She needs a little persuasion, Hap said. Just give her a good yank.
I did, and the door protested, coming open with a groan. What the hell had I gotten myself into? I was pondering this question as I ducked down and reluctantly stepped inside, only to be stopped in my tracks by the sight of the prisoner, who was cuffed to his armrest on the left side of the plane. My heart started thumping and I blinked a couple of times, convinced that I had just stepped through a portal into the past, because the man in that seat was not Richard Henson. That may have been what people called him, and that may have been the name he was arrested under, but it wasn't his. The man in that seat, staring back at me with equal amounts of surprise and confusion, was none other than Ethan Robert Ryder, my old high school boyfriend.